It's the morning show. I'm Kate Archer Kent. We have Democratic U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin on the line now. President Biden has been gathering with senators to push through his $1.9 trillion COVID relief plan. A group of Senate Republicans are pushing for a smaller, roughly $600 billion counterproposal. How do you feel about Biden's plan to revive the economy? Do you support another round of stimulus checks or a more targeted approach? It's 800-642-1234. Senator Baldwin, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Thank you for having me.
Well, your party controls the Senate with the vice president's tie-breaking vote. Why does it matter if only Democratic senators muscle through Biden's plan? Will a go-it-alone approach, a partisan path, hurt your party?
Well, actually, this is going to be a process because we're using budget reconciliation where everybody has input. Once we pass the budget resolution, sort of initiating the reconciliation process either later tonight or early tomorrow morning, because it's a long process, the legislation will then go to the committees. And every committee in the Senate is now a 50-50 committee where Republicans and Democrats will really have to work together in order to produce the legislation that is called the American Rescue Plan that President Biden introduced. So there will be a lot of bipartisan input, whether or not the final result has bipartisan votes.
Senator, why do you support this bill, this American Rescue Package?
Well, you know, we have not beaten this pandemic, and people are really struggling in Wisconsin and throughout the country. There is really no risk in taking bold action to finally beat the pandemic and get our economy back on its feet. But there is a real risk to our nation if we do too little. Look back a decade to the Great Recession. And many economists look back and say it was too little, too late, and led to a very sluggish, decade-long recovery. We need to really focus on beating this pandemic and helping people who are struggling in this pandemic economy.
Part of this plan, a number of proposals in it, one includes this $1,400 stimulus checks. Income thresholds are being debated. What do you support for income thresholds to receive the $1,400 stimulus payments?
Well, I would use the same income thresholds that have been used in the two previous rounds of direct stimulus, pretty much for simplicity purposes and because I think that is targeted, so those who really don't need the direct payments would not be getting them. That said, I think that's one of the areas of negotiation. And while I think that the figure needs to stay at $1,400, so that combined with last year's action, it's a total of $2,000. I do think that if we can gain more solid bipartisan support for the rescue package, that targeting a little further should be an area of negotiation.
Of course, states are wondering what's in it for them, including Wisconsin. What aid is your priority to get to Wisconsin? You know, the state and the local aid is a negotiation point.
Well, what I would say is under Republican control and a Republican administration, they walked away from any aid to state and local governments since March of last year. And yet I know from the many conversations I've had with local leaders and folks at the state level, the governor, among others, that in order to really beat this pandemic and do all sorts of additional things that one wouldn't have to do in a non-pandemic time, that there does need to be direct aid to states and localities, whether that's associated with the vaccination programs or continued surveillance testing and many other efforts. We have localities that are in desperate need of additional support, or they're going to be facing these horrible choices like laying off frontline workers who provide necessary services in their communities.
If you're just joining us, we're talking with U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin of Wisconsin about economic relief plans on the table and the pandemic going forward. Join in with your questions for the senator, 800-642-1234. Cindy is with us from Appleton. Hi, Cindy. Go ahead.
Good morning, Senator Baldwin. I just want to say I agree with everything you've said, but I don't understand why this can't get done. I mean, when it comes to giving money to big corporations, you legislators have no problems getting that done. But when it comes to helping the states and the people and getting this pandemic under control, it's like you're fighting over crumbs. Just get it done. You've got the majority to do it. Do it.
So can this plan get to Biden's desk by mid-March?
I believe it will. And I believe that the new majority is very aware that much of the many of the programs that have been enacted in response to the pandemic prior to this expire in mid-March, but we will not have beaten the pandemic by mid-March. And so, yes, the fact that the first actions on this bill are being taken this week, and we'll probably be quite prepared to pass final legislation by late February or first week in March, I think that we will see rapid action, especially in comparison to what we were seeing with months of delay in the last Congress.
You're proposing legislation that would set aside $10 billion to expand the domestic manufacturing of pandemic supplies. How exactly would the money be spent?
Well, one of the things that we've experienced during this pandemic for almost a year is critical shortages in things that we need in order to fight the pandemic. Think of the early days when frontline healthcare workers were being asked to wear their N95 masks for a week or more rather than, rather than what's recommended, which is one mask per patient. We were putting people in situations where they didn't have the tools and protective equipment needed to do their jobs safely. And part of the reason is with a global pandemic and not having any domestic supply of masks or little domestic supply, we were in this situation where the whole world was bidding against each other and we had supply chain chaos. I urged the previous administration to unlock the full potential of the Defense Production Act, which would have allowed us to start domestic manufacture of the things we knew we would need in this pandemic. The previous administration never fully unlocked the Defense Production Act. Joe Biden, in his first days in office, signed an executive order unleashing its full potential. And our bill provides the resources for the federal government to do just that.
Before we have to let you go, most Senate Republicans voted against holding an impeachment trial for former President Trump. It's raising doubt that enough senators could vote for conviction. What do you hope to gain from President Trump's impeachment trial?
Well, I think one of the key things, given that the former President Trump incited a violent insurrection against the Capitol, the Congress, and our democracy, is to get the facts out to the public. You know, there are still too many who have embraced baseless conspiracy theories, and we need to have a trial to show that the election was fair, transparent. Biden indeed won. He won in Wisconsin and won the 306 electoral votes that were tallied on that state poll night of January 6th.
Senator Baldwin, we're out of time. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
That was Senator Tammy Baldwin, Democratic U.S. Senator from Wisconsin. I'm Kate Archer-Kent, and you're listening to the Ideas Network.